Welcome to the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra, and this is episode number 22, season number 4. On a recent episode, I covered Social Security basics. Today, I wanted to talk about taking Social Security at age 62. I think there are two great reasons for taking Social Security at age 62, and I also wanted to touch on several other common reasons I see people taking Social Security at age 62, and depending on the circumstance, that could be a great decision or a not so great decision, but we'll talk about it. In terms of the two great reasons, number one is you must take it. If you're in a position where you desperately need the money and you have no options, you should take Social Security. It is there as a safety net at the very most basic level. So if you have to take it, take it. To support this thought, a 2019 retirement confidence survey was done. And it showed, and this is very interesting, I think, that 4 in 10 retirees retired earlier than expected. And the top reasons cited for this early retirement were health problems or disability, or changes within the organization. In other words, your job was eliminated, you were fired, laid off, position eliminated, company went out of business, whatever. So a lot of people do end up retiring earlier than expected, which means they may not be fully ready to retire financially and might be thrust into it. So if you have to take it, if you have no other alternative, take Social Security at age 62. That's the first reason. The second reason, great reason to take Social Security at age 62 is if you anticipate a shorter life expectancy. Now, this is a little bit of an unpleasant thing to think about and talk about. Certainly, it's challenging to talk to clients about this topic. But before we get into that further, I think there is an underappreciated part of Social Security, and that is that the system is designed so that you collect roughly the same amount of money regardless of when you begin collecting, assuming, and this is the important part, assuming average length of life. So where you decide to take Social Security, whether it's as early as 62 or as late as age 70, if you live to life expectancy, you're going to collect about as much out of the system as you would have if you made any other selection. Now, if you anticipate living longer, or if you actually live longer than life expectancy, then waiting and taking Social Security later makes more and more sense. The trick is, of course, that nobody knows how long they're going to live. We can make some assumptions and estimates based on family history, lifestyle, health history, personal health history, but we really don't know. So going back to the great reason to take Social Security at age 62 is if you have a family history that includes lots of deaths at younger ages, that would give you reason to begin to shift your thinking towards collecting it earlier rather than later. If you individually have a rough health history, a history of diabetes, cancer, heart conditions, if you had any of those or you're struggling with those or many other things, I'm just using those as examples, then taking Social Security makes sense, because if you take Social Security earlier and you pass away prior to life expectancy, which probably is in the mid-80s, averaging out males and females, that would be a worthwhile decision. And if you do that and it turns out that you were incorrect in your assumption, and you live to life expectancy, that's a wonderful thing. And you really would not have cheated yourself out of things that badly anyway, because you would have received the same amount of money than if you would have waited. So it's a difficult thing because nobody necessarily wants to confront their mortality, but we want to be realistic in our planning and to take things as they are, not how they wish they would be. So the two great reasons are you must take it, you need the money, you have no alternative. Second, if you anticipate shorter life expectancy. So hopefully I made that clear. Now let's talk about some common reasons I see people selecting to take Social Security as early as age 62. And I'll break it into three categories. The first one is, simply put, get while the getting is good. There are a lot of people, and I can understand this mentality. In fact, I may very well have this mentality when I get to age 62. That is, I put money in the system all along. I had no choice about putting the money into the system. I had no control over the money. If I would have passed away early, I would have gotten nothing. Now I'm 62. I don't know what the future holds. I'm going to get while the getting is good, and I'm going to collect. And it is somewhat of an emotional decision, because others would say if you wait, you'll collect more every year you wait on your way to maximum retirement benefits at age 70. But there's something to be said by getting while the getting is good. And even though that's a little bit emotional, and we generally counsel against making emotional decisions, there is some merit to this argument. A lot of merit, in fact, I think, because you don't know how long you're going to live, and you don't know how much money you're going to get out of this system that you were forced and your employer was forced to participate in. So I think it's not a bad decision at all. So that's something that's very common. The second common attitude in regards to taking Social Security at age 62 is to use the government's money first. There's this strategy style out there called OPM, other people's money, that when strategizing about financial matters, and you see OPM used a lot in terms of borrowing money to buy real estate or businesses, but I'm using it in this realm because if you have money in a nest egg, retirement accounts, bank accounts, real estate, what have you, and you have access to Social Security at age 62, a lot of people are thinking, and I believe that this is an appropriate line of thinking, is why don't I take the money from Social Security first? I don't have control of that money, and when I pass away and or when my spouse passes away, that income stream ends. It's not really an asset. It's really an income stream. And so if I take that income stream, that means that I will use my own money less, and that enhances the money that I do control, the nest egg that I can use at my discretion, and the money that I will pass on to my heirs if I have not used all of it. So I'm going to use other people's money, in this case, the government's money, employ OPM, and I'm going to take Social Security earlier, knowing that if I wait, the benefits will go up. But if I need the income now, I'll have to draw it from someplace anyway, and I'll be drawing down my own personal assets. And I have more control over those assets. They're more flexible, and I can pass them on to loved ones or charity. When I pass away, I'll have control past my death to pass that money on, past my life to pass that money on. Hopefully you get what I'm saying, even though I stumbled over that. I think there's a lot of merit in this argument too, and so it's worth considering. The last thing is you only live once, and a lot of people get to retirement age, and it's not so much about getting while the getting is good, and it's not so much the strategy of using OPM, but rather, I'm 62, I'm either retired or I'm in the golden years of my life and I don't want to wait. I've waited this long. I'm going to take the extra money and I'm going to use that money to travel, to buy my dream car, to fulfill my bucket list items, that they want to take the money out because you only live once, and they YOLO, you only live once. And you see this a lot, and this could be abused. It could be misplaced, but I also believe in the right circumstances, for many people, this makes sense. A lot of people want to travel when they get to retirement, and let's say they're still working, they could conceivably take money out of the Social Security system and use that money to pursue the fun items, the important items that they want to get to before they miss the opportunity because of age, health, circumstances, and what have you. I like that a lot. Again, it could be abused, so we want to counsel our clients and counsel you, our listeners, to be a little cautious about this. But as far as I explained it, I think it makes a lot of sense. So just to review, we talked about two great reasons to take Social Security at age 62. You must, meaning that you don't have any other good options. Secondly, you anticipate shorter life expectancy. And then we covered some common thoughts around taking Social Security earlier at age 62, falling into three categories. Number one, get while the getting is good. Number two, OPM, other people's money. Use the government's money first and keep your assets untouched or have to rely on them less. And then lastly, YOLO. You only live once. You may want to take Social Security to fund some important things that you want to do or spend money on in the early phase of your golden years. So hopefully you found this information beneficial. Please subscribe to the Simply Financial podcast if you haven't done so already. Also note, Elliott Wealth Management Services, we want to help our clients win with money. And so go to our website, www.elliottwealth.com. Get more information about me and the rest of the team and how we work with clients. If you're not a client of ours already, we'd love to speak with you. We could do a no-cost complimentary consultation. So please reach out to us to take advantage of that. You could do it through the website or you could call us 888-959-5904. Thanks for listening. I will be back with you on the next episode of the Simply Financial podcast very soon.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.